it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy.
Sure. We intrepidly hiked across the Greenland backcountry and discovered a crater, perhaps, full of Nazi technology. And as we were sneakily spying on them, the leader woman there, whose name I have forgotten, said, hey, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're making blood and violence, because this is just what I needed to power our super awesome ray machine. And all of a sudden we have been sucked into something, into another world, as the monks were chanting.
Yeah, we don't know the names of the people there yet, at least not in our timeline.
I mean, we did know them, but yeah, or sort of know them. Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, you know one.
The
woman who called out to Agent Chance.
Who was she?
The German woman.
Liesl Moore.
Is she the one traveling with you to Peru?
No, you haven't actually met her, but you do know the name.
Oh, okay.
Because the name Liesl Moore is the name that what's her name, the German socialite lady in Peru, her quote-unquote friend who asked her to go to Peru to
find
an expedition. That was the name of her friend.
Oh. Right. We knew she was up to no good.
Peas in a pod, those two.
None of it whatsoever, yep. So yeah, you guys have been sucked through what can only be described as a big hole in space.
Yeah. We are, in fact, being sucked through it, I think.
Can anyone give me a spot hidden roll. Preferably.
Oh, yes, I can. That would be an 11.
99.
Oh, here.
So, spot, yes, that's off. That's
spot
a
my
success.
Shoe. Okay. Spot infinity.
I barely pass.
I've got a normal as well.
Okay. The only person who notices this as you're being sucked through who is able to keep her cool long enough to notice this, I guess, Miss Robledo. You do notice that Frau Moore, as well as the monk, as well as some but not all of the German soldiers, were sucked through the portal ahead of you.
Okay.
May I get a dex roll from everyone?
Almost success.
Not me.
Pass.
Just barely a success.
Normal.
Okay. I think the only failure was Agent Chance.
Of course.
That's correct.
Agent Chance, would you then give me a dodge roll?
Oh, no.
I would say that if anyone was to be described as a failure in this group, it would be Agent Chance.
95.
Okay, Agent Chance, you can go ahead and take a D3 hit points worth of damage. And now I will explain what's going on. I just wanted to get the mechanical stuff out of the way.
2 points.
So, you know, as you're being sucked towards this hole, it happens very, very quickly. And, you know, everything is just chaos and motion. But you do manage to grab just a glance of what you can best describe as a city that looks somewhat familiar, or at least is, you know, something that you may have heard of or read about, but probably haven't actually seen in person before. It looks like that. And you find yourself on what seems to be a street. And the street itself is made of, it kind of looks like it's a, like it would be a cobblestone street, but it's definitely not stone under your feet. It's some kind of like dark red, not shiny, but kind of dull red metal. And it's shaking.
And it's shaking,
it's
like
shaking
an earthquake?
A lot, like an earthquake, yes.
Are we on a big, wide, open street?
It's a pretty big, wide, open street, yes.
And are there buildings around us?
There are, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, as you kind of get this glance of the city, and then suddenly, poof, you find yourself on the street, and it's shaking, and you all, you know, are having a hard time keeping your feet, and you see Agent Chance actually fall to the ground. And then you see that there are a number of people. They're all dressed in some kind of robes. And they have kind of they're generally a dark hair, kind of curly hairstyles, men and women. And they're kind of running this way and hither and yon. A lot of them are yelling. Some of them seem to be calling out names of people, and a couple of them knock into Agent Chance and stamp on his hand and kick him in the head and this kind of thing.
Perfect. Ah!
And this earthquake goes on for what seems like a really long time, but you know, probably.
Okay, I'm gonna drop down onto my knees and cover my head.
Good idea. It goes on for about 15 seconds or so, and then kind of settles. And as the earth stops moving, you know, the people around you are still running and yelling, and you know, they seem at least a little mollified in that it's not shaking anymore, but clearly the city around you is in panic.
Me too.
Is this city... Like,
are we sand rolling?
No, you do not need to roll sand.
Okay.
Is this city similar to the one in, I think it was Peru, the underground one that had we went around in concentric circles just looking at the picture. I think it was the same kind of thing with the building in the middle where the eyeless lion head thing was.
That would have been this. That would have been the underground city in Persia.
Persia, I'm sorry.
And yes, Mr. Manasseh, as you ponder it, you can definitely imagine that city and that underground city in Persia was a very poor copy of this much larger, much grander city.
Okay, yeah, that answers my next question too, which was that it is not similar enough that it was the very city itself. It's just a copy. Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like at that point, somebody who's probably no longer alive, but maybe already thought that might have been a copy of Atlantis.
Yes.
Oh, that came up.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Black Stone and ancient artifact are from Atlantis. Atlantis and mind reading. Destruction of Atlantis. Plato's description of the city of Atlantis. That's what the place in Persia might have looked like. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So as long as we're out in the middle of the street and the buildings don't look like they're going to fall on us, is that the case?
That is the case.
So we all landed together. It seems like, despite having been sort of pulled from different parts of the crater, are there other people that we might recognize around? Other than we don't know the rogue.
The Germans?
People. Germans, yeah, for example.
Or those prisoners.
The blue robed, or the blue robes, or any of them?
As you look around, no.
Okay.
Ah. But we saw them in the portal, in the hole in space.
Only Robledo. Miss Robledo did.
Oh.
Yeah. Whether she wants to share that information is up to her.
Oh, no, of course I'll tell them.
Did you notice if the prisoners were coming too, or any of the equipment, or was it only the people?
I think it was only the people, and not even all of them, just a few of the soldiers. Certainly the priest.
Are we changed at all? Do we still have our stuff? I sort of start patting my pockets and
You are as you were, sure. Weapons and all.
Okay. Which was just aiming at a at my rifle. That's funny.
The ground continues to shake.
No.
No, the earthquake has subsided.
Nope. Okay.
So,
spot hidden bombs.
Yeah.
That's a pass.
Actually, I'm sorry. Only from none of you. Never mind.
We're all dead.
Yeah. Yes. Anyone who might have noticed that is dead, so never mind.
Okay. So how far from this sort of city center, that big thing in the middle, are we?
That's what I was about to say.
You are on the innermost ring.
Okay.
Oh, we're at the very center?
Well, you're not in the center, right? There's kind of a big kind of pyramid, flat-topped pyramid in the center. You're in the innermost ring, though.
Around that. So okay. This is a bridge or something.
Yep.
This is very similar to what we found under the, where we were facing the lion head creature.
In Persia, yes, exactly.
Yeah, you had your ears on mute there, huh?
Do you remember while I was dealing with the lion creature in the city? do you recall how you got into the how you got into the temple in the center? Is this similar? This looks similar to it.
Chance wasn't there, but
I thought he did. I thought
no,
and
only Robledo. Only Robledo was the only one. That's only you and Robledo.
Novak was too, right? Which was Max's character. Right. I think he was there as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think it was Lieutenant Novak and Mr. Robledo who made it to who went to the center of the city, of the Persian city.
Well, this is spectacular. Perhaps we should carry on.
Yeah. Any chance I can make some kind of a roll for a conversation about how they got into the temple?
You don't even need to roll. They just walked.
Okay. Fair enough. Does it look like it? You know, there's a big gate or something nearby that we walk as well.
So yeah, you can pretty clearly see there's a there's a bridge nearby that would get you to that the center island there, and then there's a number of stairways leading up.
Yeah, well, we're clearly outsiders here. You know, everyone's wearing robes.
Yeah, but no one's paying us any mind, really.
That kind of depends on you guys, because there's a lot of people who are rushing about. You know, so as long as you're staying out of people's way, you might be getting a few sidelong glances, but by and large, it looks like people have more important things to worry about than.
I think we should take advantage of the hubbub and see if we can visit the temple. That is obviously the center of everything.
Yes, the mirror, Atlantis. That was the important part as well. I think this is our opportunity. I agree, Dr. Sundin.
How about some lichen?
Lichen gems.
Nope.
That's probably not going to work.
Nope.
Check. Nope.
No.
Okay, then. you hear a lot of people yelling and shouting.
Alright.
Is there like a local market where we can, we can go and maybe steal some clothes?
You could certainly go looking for one.
Agent Chance, I don't think we should miss our opportunity.
Did you go to the temple?
Chaos right now.
Yes, we're right here. And this was the important part in the other city, so stands to reason.
Well, let's go then. Good moving.
Okay, we move. Mm-hmm. And we're here to try to rescue, I guess, ourselves, but also the real the mask. Okay. Which we saw, right? We saw the mask, didn't we?
We did. They had, yeah.
Yeah. So the mask is probably here with the Germans.
So as you make your you make your way around the ring to the closest bridge that you can see, and as you start making your way over the bridge, you can tell that you can start to see some order in the chaos of the panicked people, and people are generally kind of moving away from the center.
Oh, excellent.
Right. As you're crossing the bridge towards the center, there are people coming out of the center going, away from it, but you were really the only ones kind of pushing towards getting your way towards the center.
Can we make any sense of a language that people are talking?
As you kind of stop and yes, actually you can. You can understand.
And
the only words that you can't immediately understand, you immediately realize are apparently names.
So does it seem to be English, or is it just somehow we understand it, or is it some other language?
It's just somehow you understand it. Sounds like
so I will
whatever your native language is. That's what it sounds like.
Right, we can't tell that it's not Can we tell that it's something that's not our native language?
You can. You know, it's... you can definitely tell that they're not speaking English, they're not speaking French, they're not speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't...
I will try to stop one of them.
It's actually almost a little disturbing, because you can definitely understand it as if it were English or French or Spanish, but it's not. But it's close enough to all those things that it doesn't... that you're able to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll ask one of them in French if I can sort of get somebody's attention as they're running by. Excuse me, what is happening?
What is happening? That's a good question. Oops, sorry. Wrong document. Ah, yes.
Now, this is going to be really weird because we're going to hear Saint-Denis ask someone something in French, and if we don't speak French, we won't know that language, but we'll hear the other people reply in a language that we know isn't French.
That's true. That's true. It's coming! It's coming! Shudmael is coming! We have to get out of the city! It's going to kill us all!
What is Shudmael?
And he runs off.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're, trying to restrain him or something.
I mean, I would do so not, like, with a heavy grapple, but just with a sort of a quick grab to the cuff or something, but nothing super forceful, and then if it runs off, that's fine.
Shudmael, the burrower! His children were destroyed, and now he is coming to take his vengeance.
Ooh, just now.
Well, that sounds bad.
Where have you been? We knew he was coming. We could tell a few hours ago when the earthquake started.
We're new in town.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
We were just sent here from another land, perhaps to save you.
He looks a little dubious at that.
Sure. Where will
city,
he...
strangers, get out of the city. You must escape.
Where will he appear? In the temple?
Who can say? He comes up from beneath.
Oh.
And just as he says that, he starts to pull away again. And sure. Another earthquake hits. And you can all make dex rolls again.
Okay. 97.
No, I fall over.
Maybe fire two.
Success. Yes.
Normal. Chance and Mr. Blado are knocked off their feet.
Oh.
You're close enough into the center at this point that there's far fewer people, though, so there really isn't. No one is trampled. Yeah.
I help Maria up.
You guys can all make a Cthulhu Mythos roll if you would like.
Okay.
Some of us have zero.
Well,
in that.
Zero of that. Yep. Yep.
Get a 22. Let's see. Cthulhu Mythos.
That's probably not bad. Burn.
I'm gonna burn 10 points of luck.
I
get a lot.
Okay, so yes, Agent Chance, when the Atlantean that was stopped there, when he mentioned the name Shudmael, you recognize that name somehow as a creature also known as the Burrower Beneath, who is the greatest and most powerful of a race of beings known as the Chthonians.
Oh, that's it's a creature like big worms that are kind of underneath the earth making tunnels, and they can destroy a whole city from underground. We need to move fast, get to the temple.
Okay. Sure.
Man, which way is the temple?
I'm asking. Give me a straight in front of you.
Right there. Over there.
Yeah. I was confused. Yeah. There's an earthquake. There were people everywhere.
Yes.
Another well, why person, are we standing here?
Another person running past points to the top of the big pyramid right in front of you.
Excellent. I'm sure if we get the mask, we can do something.
Let's go. Why are we standing here talking to this fool?
We're not.
We're running.
Your imagination.
Up the stairs.
Yeah. Let's run. Let's go.
Maria, what was the last you saw of Marer and her monk? You just saw them coming through the hole, or did you notice where they went?
No, I couldn't see where they went. I just saw that they got pulled in, too.
This is happening while you're running? So
we're running.
Yes,
we're
right,
running. Yeah. Yep.
Watch that step.
So yeah, as you reach the base of the just when you reach the base of the pyramid at the kind of bottom of the stairs, you can see there are two bodies there. They are both dressed in robes, but the robes are covered with plates of what appears to be kind of a reddish gold metal that some of you would definitely recognize, and they have. And they're wearing a mask of the same description, and they appear to have what certainly all of you would by now recognize are bullet holes.
Aha! Germans
in their heads.
Variously around their bodies.
Okay, so they're just shot up in general. And the robes are similar to the robes we've been seeing, but the masks are different. Or no, the robes are different because they have the plates over them.
Correct.
We follow the bodies. We follow the trail of bodies.
Yes, yes.
And as you start to make your way up the stairs, you can actually hear some gunfire clearly coming from the top of the temple.
Okay.
I'll keep a grenade out instead of my pistol.
Oh, sorry. And next to the lying next to the dead bodies, you know, clearly just dropped from their hands, each of them has what looks to be like a spear about 5 feet long with a kind of crystal in what would apparently be the head of the spear. But it's not a sharp spear. The pointy end
like
is...
Bat.
It's not pointy, but it's spear-like, but it's kind of rounded and blunted.
I'll grab one.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not? I'm gonna grab the other one.
So many cool artifacts.
I was wondering if we should steal the clothes. These.
No time. No time. These people got shot wearing these clothes.
It didn't That's protect true. Them.
That's true.
Onward!
I keep running.
You rush up the stairs. Up and up and up and up you go. Fortunately, you're all very fit.
There we are.
Strong. Racing up the steps at the top of the steps, kind of flat.
I mean, I'm no Farnsworth, but
on the flat top of the pyramid is a large hall, which is very reminiscent of it's not Greek and it's not Roman, but it's very similar to both of those things. Surrounded by carved pillars. And you can hear gunfire coming from inside.
Okay. Lead on, Chance. You are the military expert.
Well.
Don't dilly dally.
I will move to the front of the line and see where the shots are coming from. Take a look. Can I spot first to see if I can see without being noticed?
Sure.
That's a no.
Okay, give me just 1 second, please.
And this, yeah. Does this area that we're hearing the gunshots firing from sound like we could approach it from several directions at once? Just by going to different pillars?
No.
Okay, so
the Agent Chance will tell you that as he takes a look inside. Because what you actually see... All right, just a second. There we go. Is a, as you look inside, Agent Chance, you can see there's a large hall with a couple more bodies strewn about. And towards the back of the hall, there's a doorway into what would appear to be like a small room in towards the kind of center back of the temple. And you can hear the gunfire is coming from in there. And the gunfire is punctuated by a sound that you don't really recognize, but it's kind of it sounds kind of like an electrical popping is probably the best way that you can describe it.
Right. Then I'll keep moving.
Yeah, I'll follow, headed towards that door.
Okay. So are you just going to charge in, or?
No, just, again, peek through and see if we can spot what exactly is going on.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do this sneakily.
And, yeah, a pass.
Okay. So you can see inside, inside this little room, there are two Atlanteans. I mean, obviously, you know these people are Atlanteans, dressed in the robes. In the armor with the staves, and six German soldiers, plus the woman, plus the blue monk, and the soldiers are shooting at the two Atlanteans, and the two Atlanteans are holding their staves in kind of a strange way, and the kind of electrical popping sound that you heard, there's like a bolt of energy coming out of the spears that the Atlanteans are using to shoot back at the Germans.
Mm.
As you pop your head in and look at this, what's her name? Frau Maurer. Very clearly sees you as well, and she pops off a shot in your direction, which pings off the doorframe. She yells out something in German, and just as you kind of presumably pull your head back, some of the Germans turn towards your direction.
Okay.
You also got a quick glance when you poked your head in. At the back of this room, there is kind of a pedestal, and on the pedestal... is an image which is way too big for Google Docs. Let me shrink that
down. Ooh, cool.
Is this.
No idea what that is, but...
It's all of the pieces.
Yeah, that's the Palladium.
Well, I don't know. It's like maybe the mask.
No, it's a mirror. I see a mirror and a shield.
Yeah?
And a torch or quiver or something.
We don't have that...
I'm gonna enlarge it a little bit,
and then yes, you see it, you know, maybe some of the rest of you poke your head around and see it as well. It is very clearly the Palladium, all five pieces of it put together.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Okay. Are these if we poke our head in, are these guys? I've got a grenade in my hand. I'm just itching to throw it in.
Do it. Just do it.
But I
coming after us.
I don't want to hit the Atlanteans.
It'll be fine.
What's in there? Yeah, yeah. I mean, they
will use their magic sticks.
Yeah, they're totally magical.
Use the magic sticks. Okay. If I can throw it kind of quickly at the group of Germans, particularly the monk, I will do that. that okay, Jim?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Excellent. 23. Throw is 20.
You just need a throw roll here.
Okay. I'll burn a little luck, and we'll make it success there.
Okay. Just a moment. Let me find 30, 50, 60. Okay. That'll be here. Why don't you roll up some damage for that grenade there?
Oh, great. I didn't look up how much they were. Anyone know off the top of their head?
I have the rule book open here. Yeah. Let me see if it, what grab it says. The...
something up.
That'll be a few D6s anyway.
There you go. Always wanted to do that, says David.
Did you remember to pull the pin?
What? Okay, let's see.
How could that not be on the keeper's screen? I mean, of all the things that ought to be on the keeper's
screen. Okay, I'll tell you, let's see. So, were you throwing it like you were just tossing it into the room, right?
Right, yeah. If there was, like I said, I'd like to identify the blue monk if I can. If not, I'll just kind of give it a toss. There it is, 40/10/3 yards.
Ouch.
That's from the.
It has a 3-yard radius, and then it goes down one die for every radius beyond that.
Yep. So, and you were, how good was your throw roll?
I just burned luck to make it a normal success.
Okay, that's cool. Just a second, let me get set up here.
You know, for 10 more luck, it could be a hard success.
And I will be out of luck, just about.
I think we're
that's
all
why you want to have a really low... low skill score. If you only have a 10, you only need a 5 for...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Roll up... roll 4d10, first of all.
All right. Let's see.
Whoa!
Well, that was good. 21. Could have been better, but not too shabby.
How much?
21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay. The blue-robed monk takes the brunt of the blast, and it shreds him. He goes into pieces.
Well done.
So of the 4d10 that you rolled, if you were to just take the first two dice, what would that be?
An 8 and a 2.
So that'd be a 10. Okay.
Bad.
And okay, so that'll be 5. Okay, so in addition to blowing the heck out of the monk, two Germans take a fair bit of damage and are kind of knocked back. And in fact, they are fine.
And they shriek like children.
And one of the Atlanteans takes. is just kind of on the edge of the blast radius, takes a pretty good piece of shrapnel in his chest and falls to the ground.
Crap. Alright, that was wrong.
It would have died.
Frau Maurer will return the shoot at you, and her gun jams.
Oh, excellent.
Monsieur Fontaine.
Let's see. I duck around the corner, and I'm going to do 3 shots. So the first one...
Who are you shooting at?
I'm shooting at the nearest person, whether that's a German or...
That would be one of the Germans, yeah.
Okay. The first shot misses, so the second shot is with this one penalty die. That is a miss. And the third shot has
two penalty dice. Oops. That's a miss.
Okay, Monsieur Saint-Denis.
All right. I will similarly pop off three shots, but I'm going to aim for Maurer, since she's obviously in charge.
Okay.
That is a miss. That is also a miss and nearly a jam. That is, so I just wildly shoot three times into there.
Okay, fair enough.
If only I could use my shovel.
Oh, that's not there. Any chance?
Okay. I'm going to try to kill the woman. See how it goes. First one is a pass. 1d10 plus 2, let me check. For 7 points of damage. The second shot.
Alright, maybe you're not completely useless.
No, that's another hit.
Alright.
For 5 points of damage. And let me go with the third. And the third one is a failure.
Okay.
So
yeah,
12 points.
She falls.
Nice.
You blew the heck out of her.
Die!
The two Atlanteans turn their spears towards you.
One of the Atlanteans is dead, though, right?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you said he went down with the shrapnel.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yes, he did go down. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. One of the Atlanteans turns his spear towards you. towards Mr. Manasseh, of course, because he was the one who threw the grenade. In a blue bolt of energy appears at the tip of the spear and seems to leap out towards you with a popping sound. And how much damage does this thing do?
Chance to dodge.
Oh, okay. Can you dodge bullets?
You can throw yourself to the ground.
8 points of damage.
8?
Too late.
Oh, I live.
Barely.
So a con roll?
Yeah, there'll be a con roll, though. Let's see. Oh, barely pass out.
Mr. Manette, you're unconscious?
Yes, I dropped that habit and clogged the door.
Okay, two of the Germans continue firing at the Atlanteans, not hitting anything. The other four Germans turn their rifles on you. One of them will shoot and... hit Monsieur Fontaine.
Yep.
For 10 points of damage.
Is there a possibility of throwing myself to the ground to dodge?
Sure.
Okay. So what do I need? Is that a dodge?
Dex dodge. Oh, boy.
All right. It doesn't matter. I failed. So 10 points of damage is not enough to outright kill me, so con roll, which I fail, so I pass out.
Okay. The next of the four will shoot at Monsieur Saint-Denis and rolls a 0-3.
Oh.
Wow.
That's not good. Okay.
But
apparently, I think about... Go ahead.
But wings you for only 4 points of damage.
Okay.
I think we were mistaken as to who the real threats were. Forget those leaders.
The third one shooting at Agent Chance misses. The fourth one shooting at Miss Robledo misses. Woo! Mr. Manasseh is unconscious. Miss Robledo, there is gunfire and Range electrical weapons. Violence.
Right.
Death.
Well, I've got my Beretta, and I'm going to try to take aim at one of the Germans while also trying to shout out to the Atlantean. I'm going to try to make a brief eye contact and hope that this person can understand me. I'm going to call out, "Let us help!" And then I'm going to let off two shots with the Beretta, actually at the last German to shoot at that Atlantean, because I'm trying to make a point.
Okay.
First shot is a miss. Second shot is a 99.
Ooh. Jeez, that's for Beretta.
Damn it.
Let's see. So that's probably a malfunction for that.
Oh, uh-huh. That's a good question, though, huh? Could be 100.
I'm pretty sure that's a malfunction, but I don't know if you guys want to check.
Well, we'll come back around to it when we get there. Monsieur Fontaine is unconscious. Monsieur Saint-Denis.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, similarly, I will yell to the Atlantean, or yell into the room, we're here to help, and I will shoot the German that shot me, or attempt to anyway. No. So I will shoot wildly. I'm hoping we can get some kind of cover with this doorway.
Well, at this point, since you're all shooting, I'm presuming that you all have...
We all just kind of ran in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You all have had to have burst into the room for you all to be shooting as you are. Yeah. Agent Chance.
Okay. See, I'm going to try to kill one of the Germans and as the others are doing,
just
say,
we're barely hear you.
Yeah. You've gotten very quiet, Agent Chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
That's better.
So, I will do the same as the others and yell, "We're friends of Atlantis," and try to kill one of the Germans. Let's see. This one, this. That's a hit for 8 points of damage. I will move to the other German, if I'm allowed to. Not sure. I don't recall. Is he still standing?
Nope.
No, yeah. I'm going to move to the other German. And that's a failure. And I'm going to try one more time. And that's another failure.
Okay. So let's see, that was Miss Robledo, Monsieur Saint-Denis, and Agent Chance. The Atlantean yells back something about, "What did you do to..." Right?
The other guy.
Clearly
okay.
Indicating, yeah, because, you know, Mr. Manasa just kind of wildly threw a grenade at these people, right? So,
right.
Why don't the three of you make a... persuade roll.
Okay. No. I rolled a 97.
Hard success.
Okay. But he seems to believe you, Monsieur Saint-Denis. And he will shoot his energy weapon at one of the Germans, hitting the German, but
nice.
Just barely. He seems to be distracted by this conversation he's having with you. the German will shoot back at the Atlantean, hitting him, but again,
uh-oh.
Just winging him. Another German will shoot at the Atlantean and also hit him. Right square in the center of the chest. The Atlantean staggers, but he is not quite fallen from his feet yet. One of the Germans will take a shot at Monsieur Saint-Denis and miss. One of the Germans will take a shot at Agent Chance and miss badly. One of the Germans will take a shot at Miss Robledo, who's furiously trying to clear her Beretta. And hit.
Ooh. Ow!
Would you like to do the panic jump to the ground maneuver?
Yeah, you bet I would.
Dodge roll.
How many Germans are still?
But no, I do not succeed on my dodge roll.
That'll be 10 points. 10 points damage as the bullet catches you square in the chest.
Okay, well, I am down to 2, so that's fun.
Jim, how many Germans are there still standing?
5.
Wait, the grenade took out 2, and there were 6 to begin with. Oh, no, the grenade hit 2. That's right. It didn't take any out.
That is correct. It took out the monk and caused damage to 2 Germans.
Right, to 2 of them. Yep.
Conroll, Ms. Robledo.
Right. No, that is a fail on my conroll as well.
Ms. Robledo goes down. Mr. Manasa is unconscious. Ms. Robledo is unconscious. What should we do with Lieutenant Novak? Does somebody who's unconscious
shot.
want to run Lieutenant Novak while we're?
Go ahead, Edwin.
You might.
I'm not unconscious yet.
Oh, sorry.
Help.
I have no idea what his skills are, but I'm sure he shoots.
Yeah, hang on. I'm looking it up. I'll send it to you here in a second.
Shoots super well.
I think
he's got like a 97.
Machine gun. Yeah, 97.
Plus he has body armor on.
What does he have, like a Thompson submachine gun?
I think. Seriously.
Grenade launcher.
Shotgun.
Yeah, he's been sneaking up quietly the whole time, and then he's just going to...
I'm going to mail this to you, Matt. Okay.
Yep.
Or email this to you, I mean, if I can find my email. Here we go.
In about 3 or 4 days, I will...
We'll wait. It's important.
It might be. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
There he is. There we go. Okay. So there's Lieutenant Novak. So what do you want to do, Lieutenant Novak?
I will pull out my EMP-35 submachine gun.
Ooh.
And fire the burst. 2 bursts. 2 ore burst, I see. I'm going to make 2 separate attacks. So the first one is... Ah, shit. What's the malfunction number on this?
Really?
98.
One again?
98. Right. EMP-35 submachine gun.
EMP-35. Okay.
And if it doesn't, my second shot with a penalty die is a miss.
So are we, since we did have to go in, are we close enough that we are, I guess then the Germans would be too, and that would just be bad news all around. Submachine gun, Bergman, Heckler, Ingram, Scorpion, Thompson, Uzi. Most of them are like 96 or 97. The Uzi is 98. I don't see the...
It jammed.
Yep.
Okay.
It jammed.
I think we can assume that. Yeah, everything on that table is 96, 97, so, yeah.
Sorry, Max.
Damn you, Matt.
maybe there's another gun somewhere. You can pick one up from the unconscious people.
He's got a gun.
Monsieur Saint-Denis.
So, throwing the pistol down in disgust... I would like to try to emulate, this is going to be very dangerous, emulate the Atlantean and point this spear in a funny way and see if anything good happens. See if I can figure a trigger or any sort of way of firing this thing.
Make a roll.
Okay. It's a 60.
It does, as you kind of point it at presumably one of the Germans.
Yes.
And you know, as you point it and think about, ooh, how do I fire this? A bolt of blue lightning explodes out of the tip of the spear and goes wild over the German's head. But
cool. Okay. I am surprised.
Age of Chance.
Okay. I'm not going to risk it with the spear, so I'm going to shoot again. It's a hit for 9 points of damage.
Nice.
Second roll, second shot. It's a hit. Nice. For 11 points of damage.
Agent Chance kills another German.
I'm sorry. Let me do the last one. And the last one is a miss.
Okay. The Atlantean calls out, aim low, aim low.
I say, okay.
Fires his weapon at one of the Germans, who takes it pretty solidly in the chest.
Nice.
He's hurt. The German who he just shot will shoot back at him and hits him. It doesn't look like he really does a whole lot of damage, but the Atlantean falls to the ground.
No!
No.
The next German will shoot at Lieutenant Novak and hit for 3 points of damage.
All right. I'll take it.
The next German will shoot at Monsieur Saint-Denis and miss. And the last German will shoot at Agent Chance. And Agent Chance, do you want to try to jump to the ground out of the way?
I do.
Noting that if you succeed, obviously, the next round is just you trying to stand back up, right?
Yeah.
That's the penalty.
That's okay. Let's see. Oh, 06.
Nice.
You throw yourself on the ground as a bullet whizzes right through where your head would have been.
Ooh.
You're pretty sure he just rolled a 10 on his D10 damage.
Nice.
Mr. Manasa is unconscious. Ms. Robledo is unconscious. Lieutenant Novak is struggling to clear a jammed weapon.
I'll pick up somebody else's gun. Go crazy.
Yeah, no, he's got a pistol.
Oh, nice.
Throws the submachine gun to the ground in disgust, similarly.
See, I would expect Lieutenant Novak to, like, draw his hunting knife and leap
dive in.
Yeah. But, you know, what you're the PC here. You do what you want.
All right. Well, yeah. I don't see knife on his character sheet, so I guess I have a pretty good pistol skill. He's going to fire away. So the first shot misses. This is not Matt's nice night for rolling dice. The second shot misses. And, yeah, the third one also misses. Want, want.
No. But at least doesn't jam.
Monsieur Saint-Denis.
How many are up again? The Germans?
4.
Wow. That's a lot of Germans. Yeah, I will take the Atlantean's advice, and I will aim lower, and I will think I really want this thing to shoot, and I will see what happens.
Okay.
46.
You may roll a D8 as you hit him.
Okay. 5.
That's a pretty good shot. He cries out in pain and falls to the ground.
Nice.
Good.
Agent Chance.
I will try to recover my position.
Shoot, Chance.
Can I shoot?
No.
Can I shoot?
No.
Yeah.
Stand back up. Let's see. Atlantean. That Atlantean is down. That Atlantean is down. That German is down. That German is down. That German is down. Three Germans left. One will take a shot at Lieutenant Novak and miss
wildly.
Give up.
You can't do anything now that the monk is dead.
The second will shoot at Monsieur Saint-Denis and just barely misses. Blows your well-coiffed hair. Is it?
Ooh, now he's going to get it. Yeah.
The third one will shoot at Agent Chance. Having just struggled to your feet, do you want to throw yourself to the ground again?
Again? Jesus. I will do that and get closer to David.
Dodge roll.
Failure.
Nope, the bullet catches you in the shoulder for 4 points of damage.
Ouch.
Just healed, too.
Mr. Manasa is unconscious. Mr. Blado is unconscious. Lieutenant Novak. Actually, wait a second. I'm sorry. Those of you who are still conscious, Lieutenant Novak, Mr. Saint-Denis, and Agent Chance, would you all make a dex roll, please?
Earthquake.
Yep.
52 is success.
That's a failure again.
04.
Okay. Nice.
Lieutenant Novak, yes, an earthquake
even
larger
the fall?
Than the previous one starts shaking the building, and Lieutenant Novak and Monsieur Saint-Denis, you're able to keep your feet. Agent Chance is once again knocked off his feet, as are all three Germans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now Lieutenant Novak. Have a go.
Is the ground still shaking? Is it going to disrupt me shooting at them?
It is. It will be okay. A penalty dice for everyone shooting this round.
So instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run towards the nearest German and kick him in the head.
Okay.
I don't know if that's still penalty die or not, but...
No, you made your dodge roll, so I'll say you can, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay, I'm going to burn 7 luck to make that a success.
Okay.
D3 and D4... So it's going to be 5 points of damage. Kick to the head.
Boot to the head.
Dare we call it a boot to the head?
Boot to the head.
To the head.
He cries out in pain. Monsieur Saint-Denis.
So, yeah. I will actually run up and make like I'm going to stab one of the Germans who's lying on the ground, but I will at the last moment again think about trying to release this lightning bolt into his face.
Okay. Make a brawl roll. Fighting roll.
Okay. Brawl. I don't know what brawl is. I'll roll my dice. We'll see what happens. Is there an advantage for him being prone?
There's also a disadvantage for the fact that it's shaking, so we'll just say no.
Okay. Cancels out. What's base on brawl?
It's fist punch. It's on the sheet.
Fist punch.
I don't have the sheet. That's the
deal. 50. 50.
Sweet, because 50 is what I rolled. Yeah.
Okay.
So a D8?
Actually, a D6 and a D4.
D6 and a D4. Okay, I have those.
As you're stabbing down at it, you know it doesn't shoot out a bolt of lightning, but it makes contact with him. And as it does, you can see that the point of the spear, as we said, is not pointy. It's actually kind of rounded and blunt. But just as it makes contact with him, there's a bright blue flash, and it looks like bolts of energy just kind of shoot through his body.
That's really what I was hoping for. That's awesome. Unfortunately, it's only 7 damage, but still, it's awesome. Oh, there's my fist. I see it. Okay. Yep.
He cries out in pain and stops moving. Agent Chance, presumably going to struggle back to your feet.
Yeah, but can I get closer to David and see if I can wake him up with a first aid?
You can do that instead of standing up this round, sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me do that. Let's see this one. Oh, 08.
Nice.
Yes.
I like your triage. You don't try to wake Monsieur Fontaine. You don't try to wake Miss Robledo. You go for Mr. Manasa. Interesting, interesting. I'm not sure how I would feel about that if I were one of them. But... Mr. Manasa, you can come too. You find yourself lying on the floor.
What? Huh? Mama, is it over? What?
Shoot, David, shoot the Germans.
The two remaining Germans struggle to their feet. Mr. Manasa, you can stand up too if you want to.
Could I shoot from the ground?
No. Well, okay. I mean, you can, but you would still have to take this round to, you know, get your weapon out in front of you and figure out where it went to and all those sorts of things.
Got you. Well, actually, if I can stand up with it, then I'll do that. If not, then I'll head for the weapon.
Yep. No, you can kind of struggle to your feet and grab your weapon this round and be ready to shoot next.
Right.
Okay, Miss Robledo, still lying unconscious. Lieutenant Novak.
Is the guy that I just booted to the head up or unconscious?
He is unconscious.
Okay, I'm going to take aim at the next nearest German and shoot. Okay. That's a 40, which is a hit on the first shot, so damage is D10. Measly 2 damage on the first shot.
Eek.
Oh, that was for the submachine gun. Okay. The pistol, 63. I'm going to spend the 13 luck because it's what Max would do.
Nice.
So I spent 20 of your luck, Max. But... I roll for damage 4.
Okay.
Somewhere out there, Max is saying 20. You sissy.
Weak and pathetic.
He seems to be hurt. Monsieur Saint-Denis.
Yeah, I will swing around towards the one next to me and again try to strike it with the spear.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will spend 3 luck on that to make a success.
And he will dodge out of the way poorly.
So, I hit him, or?
Yep, you hit him.
Okay, and that's a D6 and a 4 again?
Mm-hmm.
For 7 again.
Okay, and he... appears to be staggered, but otherwise, okay. Agent Chance, lying on the ground, having roused Mr. Manasa to go do your dirty work for you.
Yeah. Well, I will go for Robledo now.
Okay, first aid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's pass, 20... out of 30, I think it is. Yeah.
And the life giver.
Ms. Robledo, you can find yourself back to consciousness. let's see. 2 Germans. One will take a shot at Lieutenant Novak and miss. One will take a shot at Monsieur Saint-Denis and miss worse.
Yeah.
Mr. Manasa.
Okay, so let's see. We've got 2 Germans left.
And the earthquake has subsided.
The earthquake has subsided. I'm just trying to let me do a quick tally. See, can I increase my chances if I like steady aim? Isn't there a rule about that? I'm just going to shoot. Forget it. I'll just shoot once at the one that. Let me see. One is engaged with Saint-Denis, and the other one is.
Yep.
Okay, I'll shoot at the one. That is not engaged.
Okay.
I'm out in the open.
Oh,
07.
There you go.
Excellent.
Slow and steady.
Let me see. There we go. Yep.
That's why Agent Chance woke him first.
Exactly.
Well. Ah! For max damage, 8 damage.
Nice.
He falls to the ground.
That's nice. You come to, you turn around, and you just shoot one dead or unconscious. Well done.
Miss Robledo.
That's what I like in a scholar.
Lying on the ground.
Yeah, do I have any... Am I bleeding? Do you want me to stop some bleeding at this point?
Oh, I'm sure you're fairly wounded. Yeah, you can tend to yourself if you wish.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Looking out for number one.
Roll yourself.
But also, I did just get shot in the stomach. Yes, I don't know success.
Okay, you can have one hit point back.
Thank you.
And be feeling much better about yourself. Lieutenant Novak.
Brap, brap, brap. Pistol again. Probably close to being out of bullets. I think I've shot 8. First one's a miss. Second one's a miss. And this is probably the last bullet. That's a miss.
Okay. Monsieur Saint-Denis.
Yeah. Yeah, my dude's going to go down, man. 04. Is this an impaling weapon of any sort?
No. No, it is not.
Bam. Well, that's okay. I do max damage anyway. 10.
Well done.
Yeah, he stiffens. Yeah, and there's a smell of kind of burning flesh and hair in the air, and as the room goes silent.
Never again. Now that I know what they've been doing to my country, I hate them even more.
So there you are.
Success. Is anybody else still out? Chance got to Robledo, we got to me, we got...
Oh, yeah, we're missing...
Fontaine.
Mr. Fontaine. Fontaine is still... Yeah. If you know, you guys can, you know, as you kind of stand up and settle and take a, you know, survey the situation, you can see that two of the Germans are actually still alive, only unconscious, and one of the Atlanteans is alive but unconscious.
Okay, I will...
First aid the Atlantean.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure the Germans' weapons are nowhere near they could reach them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to wake up Fontaine.
I get a normal success with the Atlantean first aid.
Okay. He comes to.
I will burn 7 points of luck to wake up Fontaine.
And Monsieur Fontaine is awake and may have one hit point back.
Excellent.
Where are the Germans?
Let's kill the Germans.
We kill them.
Yeah.
You've killed them?
Yes.
The two leaders are pretty clearly gone, right? I think I shredded the monk and Chance really took care of what's your name. Okay. Yeah.
Two of the soldiers are still breathing, but in a very bad way.
Right, I've disarmed
the other four German soldiers, the monk and Fraumar, are very clearly dead.
Ties him up or kills him.
Okay, I will take the time to reload and get closer to the altar.
So I will ask the monk. How can we stop this? I'm sure the woman has a... Oh, so the mask is actually up on the altar, right?
It's not just the mask, it's everything, right?
I know, but the mask is up on the altar, right? So the German doesn't have anything with her anymore, presumably. How can we stop this?
So are you guys searching...
The German?
Yeah.
I'm spending time with the two that are left alive. I'm trying to take them.
You find the mask in the monk's robes. The blue monk.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
what's left.
Interesting.
Out. Yeah.
How do we use this to stop the...
It's a miracle it didn't activate with all his blood on it.
To stop Schutmael.
Who are you people? What are you doing here?
It doesn't matter. How do we stop this? We come from the... I don't know. From our world.
He looks around, and he backs towards the Palladian, and he raises his spear. You cannot take it with you.
No, we don't want it. But we need to stop this, and this burrower.
There is no stopping it. Atlantis is doomed.
Can we escape somehow?
Yes, you must get out of the city. Everyone must leave.
Okay.
Surely the Germans were coming here to do something, though.
That's fine, but we have the mask now. If we run, maybe we can escape.
Can I get an idea roll?
Yeah.
Two guys that I have over here. Yeah.
It's a pass.
Seven.
That is a hard success.
Hard. Success. Yeah, me too.
Good.
Okay. So, as I think that was Monsieur Fontaine who said that. As you know, you found the mask in the, you know, that the blue monk had the mask. But the mask is also sitting there with the other pieces, assembled with the other pieces of the Palladian.
Right.
And it occurs to you that, you know, the Germans have been after the various pieces of the Palladian in your own time. But you and your team were able to get them. And you're standing here looking at a fully assembled, perfect, mint condition Palladian.
We're several thousand years ago, right before the world gets destroyed.
Well, right before Atlantis gets destroyed.
Yeah, and that this stuff gets scattered. So we don't need to save. We can use the mask to get back to our time, perhaps.
What if we? No, we want the whole thing.
Why do we want? We have the whole thing in our own time.
We don't. Part of it's been destroyed.
But we don't. That's good. That's good.
Part of. No.
That's good. It's good that it's destroyed. It's a weapon. It's evil. It's bad. We don't want it. We just need the Germans not to have it.
Can I wake up one of these two Germans, these little peons?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to ask him, what was your plan? What was your plan?
Just remove every weapon before you do that, just to make sure.
Yeah. That was the first thing I did, but yeah. What was your plan of escape? Talk to me.
Glory for the fatherland. I will not talk to you.
Bam!
That's useless.
I'll shoot him.
Okay.
Just wake up the other one before you shoot the
first. Oh, yeah, right. Poor effect.
So I say this so that the two or the remaining Atlanteans can't hear me talking to the others, but do we try to use this entire weapon? Do we take the entire weapon?
Why? Why do you want to bring a weapon like this into the world?
Why would we bring just the mask?
Because we have the mask, and maybe it will allow us to escape, and once this burrower comes and destroys Atlantis, these things will be destroyed, and if the weapon is destroyed, that's all good. The whole goal was to keep it out of the hands of the Germans, no?
But part of this was already destroyed in our world.
Yeah, this is a dangerous weapon. I agree with Santini.
I agree.
I don't think we should have this.
We have the mask. Let's just
so we're gonna leave
our timeline with the mask.
We should leave and then destroy the mask.
Sure, whatever. We can use the mask to get back to our own time, but for now, I think we should run before this giant worm eats us.
Where are we going to run to?
Outside of the city, apparently.
If we use the mask now, I mean, we came right into the city with the mask. If we use it now, we shouldn't have to...
That's true.
Yeah, we have to go anywhere. Got a lot of blood lying around here to activate it as well.
We can try.
Do it now.
Should we hold hands or something?
Bad things have happened to everyone who have put that mask on.
Well, someone's going to have to do it.
We have to put it. Did he have it on when?
No,
when he used it against us.
When I saw the professor's brains get blown up. Oh no! Wait, he didn't get blown up. When I saw the that German's brains blow up by the fire, he didn't have the mask on, and that
he was wearing it. No.
Does anyone even know how to activate it or what to do with it?
No, we can hope that.
So we're just going to randomly smear blood on it.
Yes, all the whole hand.
We've got plenty of that, haven't we?
Can I get the ID rolls again?
Sure. Not for me, though.
I failed to have an idea.
Zero name.
No idea.
Oh, nice.
That's exactly.
Make a roll for Nowak.
I'm sorry. If Chance is going to save the day, I quit.
I got an idea.
Yeah, what is it?
So, Agent Chance, you weren't there, obviously, but you know, during your trip to Greenland, you know, some of the others certainly would have told you about the mask and how it was activated around the campfire and stuff. And you know, yes, it was smeared with blood, and you know, probably some people, most likely Miss Robledo, you know, would remember the chanting that activated it. But it occurs to you that when the mask was activated in that way, and it slipped through time, forward or backwards or sideways or whatever happened, it wasn't more than a week.
That's why they needed
the generators. When the Germans activated the mask to throw you however many thousands of years in the past you are, you know, to Atlantis about to be destroyed, there was, you know, there were huge machinery, and distinctly remember the monk, you know, chanting something loudly that you didn't quite understand, and some kind of blue sparkly powder dust being used. There was a lot more to it than, you know, the simple
holding hands in a circle.
Maybe we need the.
What would you think of putting the mask on one of the Germans, the one who's still alive? If his brains is out, I don't care.
I think we'll have to use the weapon to be able to travel back in time.
What is it with you and keep wanting to use this weapon?
No one else wants to use this weapon. We'll use the weapon against this giant worm, and then the Atlanteans will help us travel through time.
I think if it were possible to use this weapon against the giant worm, the Atlanteans would know that, and they wouldn't all have been fleeing the city.
Maybe the weapon has enough energy to send us back in time, though.
It's a weapon. It's not a time machine.
It's energy. A weapon is energy. That's all we need, perhaps.
Yeah, but
hey, monk.
It's not like it can just catapult us somewhere. It's just as likely to blow us up.
I'll ask the monk. Is he still there, or has he run off?
He has...
He was defending the thing, but...
Yeah, no, he's... You know, but he's not too happy about what's going on in the city. Would you like him to still be there, or would you like him to have run off?
I would like him to still be there. I don't know about the other.
He is still there, yes.
Mr. Monk, Mr. Atlantean, we think this mask can send us back to our home, but it needs a lot of energy. Do you think this can provide it?
Palladian is a source of great energy, yes, of course.
Well, do you know anything about how these things work?
I do not.
Because if you did, you could come with us and avoid your fate.
He kind of straightens and looks insulted.
Okay.
at the idea of abandoning Atlantis.
Do you know how to use this thing against Shudmael?
It is protecting us against Shudmael even now.
But the city is falling down around us. How is it protecting you?
Shudmael has not broken through the barrier of the Klepus yet, has it? Maybe Shudmael is ultimately more powerful than the Palladian and will break through and will destroy Atlantis. But it is at least giving us time. Giving time for the people to escape.
Well, we could run and see what happens, but... How could this thing, do you know, this Palladian channel energy to us? Is it possible?
I do not know anything about how to use it, other than that it protects us. And okay. I will not let you take it.
No, we won't take it. I wonder, here's a crazy thought. But this mask is the same as that mask, right? And perhaps they don't want to be near each other. I'd like to, I guess I don't have the mask, but I'll see if I can get the mask. Who has the mask?
I forgot who went looking for it. Was it Fontaine or Manasseh?
It wasn't no, me.
I was looking at the two German soldiers. I was worried about them getting up. Yeah.
All right, I have the mask. I will start walking towards the thing slowly and see if I feel it starting to vibrate or do anything crazy as I do that.
As you start to step towards the Palladian, the Atlantean steps between it and you and lowers his spear at you.
I say, I do not want to take it. I just want to go home. I think this might work. Please, walk with me. Stay between me and the Palladian, but do not shoot me.
How about a persuade roll?
49 out of 50.
He takes a step backwards.
All right, I'll take a step forwards.
You don't feel anything.
Okay. And does he seem at all bothered or confused by this duplicate mask?
No, not particularly.
Okay. I don't know. I don't feel anything. Should we run? What do we say?
You need to tell us how to use this.
I'm going to actually also try convincing.
I don't want to call it weapon.
You're saying
back in time.
Listen, you're saying it protects you and you need it. But you're also saying the city is about to be destroyed and the burrower is going to come and get you. So which is it? Because we could do a lot of good with this thing.
I have a thought. If the mask would let us go back in time about a week... Couldn't we go back in time a week and wait for the Germans to arrive?
Yeah, and? But this has been... But I don't think the Germans only got here when we did. This has been going on for some hours. They just came to this time. They came to this time for a specific reason. But they did not cause this event, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe they came at this time because the city was in chaos.
Exactly.
That was a good time for them to get to the temple.
And steal the items. Yes.
I think what Fontaine was saying was that he wants to go back a week before this time, before the Chthonian. Like, right. in this timeline.
Yeah, no, I understood that.
Yeah, okay. I guess I didn't think through my entire thought because... What would we do then? Okay, we could get here
before the
Germans.
Well, we could evacuate the city.
We could do what the Germans did and just take the thing.
I mean, we could obviously have just killed this monk and taken the thing, but I mean, we could do that now, but I don't...
That's true.
What's the point of taking it? We don't know how to use it.
I think we should leave.
We haven't tried to use it, though. That may be our salvation.
Well, I don't know what using it.
Yeah, there's a mirror, right?
Yeah, yes.
Can I get closer so I can get my reflection in the mirror? Jim, close enough?
The Atlantean's not going to let you any closer than he did Monsieur Saint-Denis, but yeah, you can arrange yourself so you can see yourself in the shiny, pretty mirror.
Okay, do I feel anything?
Probably an unnatural sense of pride in your own appearance, but... besides that.
There's a little smudge on your cheek from where you jumped onto the floor bravely.
Man. Did we ever run into any document that mentioned something about how to use this weapon that the Germans were after?
That's probably the document we burned.
Actually, there were some documents on the... Didn't we retrieve some documents before we were pulled into the black hole through time?
We didn't just now? I don't think we made it into that shed. No, there were no documents in that shed.
No? Okay.
Yeah, David did make it in the shed, but there was only that,
the prisoner.
Yeah, the one prisoner and tools.
Has there been sort of constant tremors and earthquake as we've been having this discussion off and on?
Nope. But as you ask, another big earthquake hits.
Okay.
Bigger than either of the previous ones.
I think we should run.
This guy is an inconvenience. I think
run
we should...
where? We're going to get trapped in time. I think, like, the best option.
The Atlantean runs. He yells out, "It's almost here! Run! Run for your lives!"
Excellent.
And he books it out.
We know that Atlantis does not survive this.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's the whole island, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
So I'll walk up to the Palladium then as he leaves and just kind of grasp it. Is it really heavy? Like, can I pick it up? Is it surprisingly light? Is it mounted?
It is fairly light. It is not mounted. You pick it up, and as you pick it up, there's a shuddering in the ground, the entire, like another earthquake, but only briefly. And outside you hear a roar, unlike any that you have ever heard. And you can hear crashing and breaking stone.
I think the defense is over.
Listen, this is a desperate move. So I am going to grab one of the Germans, and one of the dead Germans, and grabbing closer, and kind of cut his arm and start spraying the blood into the weapon.
Nice. I will approach with the mask, the other mask.
Okay. Agent Chance, you may make a sand roll for that.
Okay.
I'm going to try to replicate some of that chanting as best I can.
I believe that's a failure.
So doomed.
You can have a D3.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And there's a shimmering in the air, and a portal appears.
Oh,
nice.
And grows wide.
Run towards it.
And as you start to run towards it, you find yourself sucked through it. And the feeling is very like the feeling that you felt before. You feel yourself kind of thrown through the portal. And with a lurch, you find yourself back in the German encampment. Kind of outside the ring of the drums. You look back, and there's a huge portal there. And you're holding the mask, and Mr. Manasa is holding an intact Palladian.
Wow. And
the portal grows.
Oh, no.
Grows.
I'm going to
all make a sand roll.
Oh. God.
Oh, that is a fail.
A failure again.
Six is success.
That's a success.
Success.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, I want to throw it in the portal if I get a chance.
Just a moment. Oh, where the hell is it? Come on. Oh, it's up here, isn't it? Sorry. Why is this taking so long to find? Ah, there it is. And then we'll go over here and like that. Sand. Okay, who passed?
Fontaine.
Okay. David as well.
That'll be a D3 sand.
Okay. 2, 3.
And those of you who failed may throw a D20.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Here we go.
I just have to jump into the portal with the Palladian instead.
That's a 16.
Nice.
Oh, man. Nice. A little indefinite insanity for you.
You may make an idea roll if you like.
Yeah. Maybe even if you don't.
I failed that idea roll. No, sorry, I got that ideal roll.
Oh.
How about a D10, Miss Robledo?
1.
Mr. Robledo screams in terror and faints dead away. As, yes, you see a huge gray, vaguely worm-looking thing with wormy tentacles sticking out of its front end push its way through the portal.
So there's no chance. It's already through.
Yes. Tentacle lashes out. And grabs or will attempt to grab Lieutenant Novak. You may dodge.
He dodges. He fails his dodge miserably.
Lieutenant Novak finds himself grabbed by this massive tentacle.
Now, is Novak the one with the Palladian?
No.
No.
Manasa was.
Manasa has it, that's right.
Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lieutenant Novak takes 22 points of damage as the tentacle crushes him into
crushed
dust.
In half.
That's what's in store for us all.
Monsieur Fontaine.
Run. Screaming into the night.
Monsieur Saint-Denis.
Yeah, I've got the mask in one hand, and I will run as fast as I can, thinking about how I might put blood on the mask to take us back in time.
Agent Chance.
Muted?
Too terrified to even think clearly?
Lost to time? Didn't make it through the portal?
Randall.
We'll come back to Agent Chance.
He holds his action.
Mr. Manasa.
All right, this is...
Oh, I didn't know I was muted. Sorry, guys. I've been talking for the last half an hour. All right, no, what I was saying is that I went completely insane because I lost 18 points of Sam, and I passed my idea roll.
Nice.
Why don't you pretty much fail it.
Why don't you give us a D10 there, Agent Chance?
7.
7. Agent Chance, you see not a great gray worm of tentacles coming out of the hole, but it seems to be exploding with flowers. Rose petals are falling all about you. It is quite lovely, actually.
I raise my arms and say, "We save the world! We save that!"
Mr. Manasa.
Yeah, so I was saying this is probably the exact wrong thing to do, but I'm the only one that might be holding something that might work against this thing. So, taking a cue from those from Saint-Denis with the spear, I'm going to try to hold the palladium up and think a thought of like a big bolt shooting at that thing, at the Chthonian.
Okay, you think that? You can feel the palladium vibrating in your hand.
So close.
And in fact, it's actually shaking. And you can hear like a groaning sound coming from within it, like it's gonna start, like it's starting to crack. The beast grabs a hold of Miss Robledo.
Oh man! All right.
Fainted Miss Robledo.
Oh, no.
And crushes her with a massive 24 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, little bits of her go flying everywhere.
Monsieur Fontaine, fleeing in terror.
Still. Yes. Yes.
Monsieur Saint-Denis.
Yeah, unless I think... so the mask still has blood on it, probably.
Yep.
And I think 10 minutes.
And you can feel the mask is vibrating in your hand.
Okay. Excuse me, false hope.
Rather uncomfortable sort of way.
Yeah.
Mr. Manasa.
That's all I got. I'm going to keep trying. Blast that thing to smithereens.
Okay. You can see cracks starting to appear in the palladium. And a tentacle whips out and grabs a hold of Agent Chance and crushes the Agent Chance with 24 points of damage.
Blood!
And as Monsieur Fontaine, Monsieur Saint-Denis, so probably... I'm just going to shortcut to the end here. eventually, very quickly, Mr. Manasa will be crushed. Monsieur Fontaine and Monsieur Saint-Denis are French archaeologists, along with the your locals who were with you here earlier, flee into the night of Greenland, the monster roaring in the dark behind you. the two of you, along with your locals... eventually make it back to the boats, make it, out to the Coast Guard ship, and furiously, signal back, sorry, we seem to have unleashed a great old one on the world.
Oops.
And the...
Did you have that atomic bomb ready yet?
The good news is Well, as you're running, Monsieur Saint-Denis, the mask cracks apart into pieces.
Okay.
And you know, the good news is that the war ends in a couple days, as all of the great powers turn their attention to trying to deal with this thundering Chthonian rampaging loose on Earth. The bad news is, it does not go well.
Awesome.
The end.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
That was a long way to come to fail.
Yeah, wow.
March 13th, 30 November. Episodes. That's a year and 4 months, I think.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So many questions.
Yes.
Man.
Was there a way to get back without opening the portal for the creature?
Not really.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, what choices could we have made that would have had a different outcome?
You could have, instead of chasing after the Germans, you could have gone back through the portal kind of immediately. There was the possibility to do that.
I mean, oh, I see what you're saying. I gotcha.
Right,
yeah.
Right. As soon as we got to Atlantis.
Right, yep.
Oh, it was still open?
Yep.
Oh.
And if we had done that,
Wouldn't the Germans have just ended up bringing the monster over?
Well, then the Germans would have ended up trapped in the past. The reason that you guys were able to reopen the portal is because the universe didn't like. I think you guys almost touched on this. The universe doesn't really like having the same thing in the same place twice.
Two masks, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so you had the past version of the mask there and the new version of the mask there, and that, you know, was keeping, let's say, the walls of time thin enough to get back through. Mm. The other option, of course, would have just been to stay in the past. Could have done that.
And we would have gotten destroyed there, right?
Just leave the city, right?
Most likely, yeah. Yeah. Or just flee with the rest of the Atlanteans. And.
So what were the Germans trying to do? Get the Palladian?
Yep.
But if they had gone through, they would have been stuck there. If we just came back, they would have been stuck there. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Correct.
Why did they wait for us to open that portal?
Just to make it more dramatic.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So
there is an actual reason beyond that. So Framar was kind of the big bad in the shadows throughout the whole thing, right? She was the one that was really leading Nachtwolf to try to collect the pieces of the Palladian. And so she had become increasingly frustrated by being thwarted by your agents at every turn. So this was her attempt to take revenge on the agents. As she wanted to trap you guys in the past. That was her
intent. So their goal was not to go back and get the things. Their goal was just to send us back.
Well, they would have been more than happy to get the thing.
Sure, of course. But I mean, at the very end...
And get out of there, yeah.
At the very end, they just tried to send us back, but they accidentally got stuck going back also.
Yep.
And we killed them.
If they had approached the Palladian with the mask, presumably they also would have opened up the portal and brought the worm back with them.
Yep.
I feel like you, Edwin, you were going to be able to use the mask to travel back in time. So we could do some better planning.
Right.
10 minutes.
Yeah, like one week, I think, was enough for us to find out what was going on and try to stop it in a different way.
But that was awesome.
That was really cool, you guys.
Yeah. Because some of the Atlanteans do end up surviving in the original. I mean,
yeah,
in the original
the spot hidden that I was going to give you until I realized that everyone who it was relevant for was already dead. Was one of the first Atlanteans that you would have seen as you came through. It was actually Sirling Lama, a much younger Sirling Lama.
Nice. So yeah, so we could have if we had run in Atlantis. We could have potentially survived the cataclysm.
Yep.
But we would have been in the past forever.
Yeah, which for an archaeologist is not a bad
thing.
Actually,
kind of interesting.
It would have been fine, really. Sort of a dream come true.
Saint-Denis wins.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was huge.
It was a good ending.
Well, and it was a
6 months.
It was a more epic campaign than any other I've been in. Somehow, I don't know if it was just because when I started, I thought it was like a 3 or 4 session thing that just kept going. But that was awesome. It was weird at times, like the. The clue trail is kind of hit you over the head, obvious stuff in some places, and then we were completely clueless at other places.
That seems to be par for the course for most of the Achtung scenarios, it seems like. But...
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff here.
They're very pulpy, in general.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that was excellent. Cool.
So now we have to come up with something to do in 2 weeks before... Something to do as a little breather before we make an assault on the
Mountain
of Madness.
Yay. Sure.
Yay!
I know there were some ideas bandied about what we would do, but I don't remember any of them right now.
Yeah, I was going to open up that little list.
Max had something. I have volunteered to run a 2-session game. I think Randall, should you have something?
Yeah. I believe Max wanted to run Caribbean, and so we ended up running.
He's running Caribbean.
That one is out. I don't know. Do you want to run Invictus, Matt?
Well, my session is a World War II game, so that's my only concern.
Oh.
It's 3 World War II games in a row, if people wanted a palate cleanser.
I think Max was working on that Pulp one, too, though.
I could try the Pulp Cthulhu. I could try the Maltese Falcon.
I wanted to play that one.
Oh, is that like a noir one?
Yeah.
Is it just 7th edition?
Well, it's whatever we want it to be.
Yeah.
I was thinking of running it, of trying it under Cthulhu Pulp rules.
What is it?
It's something I wrote.
Awesome.
So,
How many sessions do you think?
I have run it in 5 hours. It's really probably 6 hours.
So 3-ish.
3-ish, so 6 or 7, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've only run it at conventions, and at conventions I've tried to push it because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't push it. I mean, I think there's room for it to breathe a little bit. But
I'd be happy to play that.
I could do that. I would send. Have any of you? None of you have played it?
Nope, I have not.
Nope.
Nope.
All right, I will send around the list of pre-gens. And then I'll have to doctor up the characters to turn them into pulp, basically double their hit points. Which I might have, actually, I think I've already done that. I think I used to run it under 6th edition rules with twice the hit points, so probably just start there. But I will try to read the pulp rules just to see what's in there that's interesting.
The extra kind of skills that you can get, like, you know, shoot with two hands, ones, extra spot healing, things like that are pretty cool.
Yeah, and I guess it's not, I mean, it is more noir than sort of two-fisted pulp per se.
So there's all the different luck spin things you can do with pulp and the special pulp abilities like weird science and...
Right, yeah, and I guess it, yeah, and I've never... the adventure doesn't really have that in it. Well, I'll think about the rules a little bit, but I will send around the pre-gens. And I think that would... So is that... Let's see, so who all is here? So is this everybody...
Poor Max.
Is, ain't here? Missing the end, you mean?
Missing the end, yeah.
Yeah, what is this work stuff? I mean, come on.
That's six.
Priorities, Max. Priorities, man.
That's six of us, right? Six of you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I got Jim twice. That's only five. I miss. Gail, Randall, Jim, Steve, Matt.
Max.
Max. There we go. Yes. Okay.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jim, for the last 14, 15 months of gaming.
My pleasure. Wow. That was a fun one.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
thank
Jim.
Thank you very much, yes. Thanks, Jim. It's awesome.
If you're coming to Necronomicon, I'd buy you a beer, but
I'm not.
Instead,
so
we'll just drink. We'll toast you instead at a distance. Maybe we can pick a time and we can just have a drink at the same time.
We'll Yeah, we will drink in your honor.
We'll pour one out for you.
Yeah. We get a cheap one.
I'll be at Gen Con with my son, so we'll be we'll be busy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good stuff.
Okay, so Edwin's Maltese Falcon next, is that?
Yep.
Cool.
Looks like it.
Sounds like it. Yeah,
okay. Awesome. Y'all take care. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you. Good night.
Have a good night.
Bye.